540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A visit from the FBI to a local election official's home is raising concerns and questions in Milwaukee County. The county clerk says agents went to the election director's residence but didn't explain why and left a business card. Officials say they'll cooperate but are criticizing the decision to go to a private home instead of the office. The visit comes as federal authorities continue reviewing the 2020 election in some states. County leaders maintain the 2020 election results in Wisconsin were fair and accurate. Hundreds of students walked out of Watertown High School yesterday after a school board decision to remove a song from an upcoming concert. The board voted to ban a piece tied to LGBTQ+ history, calling it too controversial under district policy. Students say they were upset because the band had spent months preparing it. The issue follows a heated board meeting on the subject. A 26-year-old Milwaukee man has been sentenced to prison for his role in a sexual assault at UW-Milwaukee Housing. Brendan Hoover got 4 years in prison, followed by 4 years of extended supervision, and he must register as a sex offender. He pleaded guilty to third-degree sexual assault. The case stems from a February 2024 incident when a woman woke up in a room at Kenilworth Square Apartments after a night out. Hoover told investigators he thought the encounter was consensual. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Big gig buses are back. People heading to Summerfest this year have plenty of easy transit options. MCTS is again running special shuttles from three park-and-ride lots every 15 minutes. There's also the Connect One bus rapid transit line that'll drop you right near the North Gate, along with several regular bus routes. Those shuttle rides cost $18 for adults and $9 for kids, seniors, and people with disabilities. There's free parking at the lots. All buses are accessible, and you can pay with a tap. Milwaukee Bucks guard Ryan Rollins is turning his points into books, donating more than 1,000 to local students during a visit to a Milwaukee school. Rollins handed out 1,281 books at George Washington Carver Academy, matching every point he scored this past season. The effort is part of his Buckets for Books program aimed at helping kids build their own libraries. Students also got gift bags and a visit from team mascot Bango. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A major tax and spending deal in Wisconsin has fallen apart after failing in the state Senate. Lawmakers let the bill go to a vote last night without enough support, and it failed 15-18, ending the special session. The plan had already passed the assembly and included tax breaks on tips and overtime, along with funding for schools and property tax relief. Governor Tony Evers blamed a small group of lawmakers from both parties for blocking what he called a bipartisan deal. In a statement, Evers said some politicians chose the next election over helping families. Eight people tied to a fentanyl drug ring in Green Bay are now headed to prison after a federal investigation uncovered a large operation moving pills across the Midwest. Prosecutors say the group brought in hundreds of thousands of fentanyl pills, many bought in Arizona and sold in Wisconsin for huge profits. The longest sentence went to Ricky Chambers, who got 17 years after a jury found him guilty. Investigators say they seized more than 175,000 pills and found the group showing off cash and luxury items online. A former hot dog plant in Madison could soon be cooking up something very different. Nuclear fusion research. A company called Rialta Fusion is looking at the old Oscar Mayer site on the city's east side as a possible home for a new research and development facility. The project could bring up to 200 jobs and more than $500 million in long-term investment. City leaders say the plan could turn an empty property into a major economic boost. The company is expected to choose between two sites as early planning moves forward. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers lose to the Padres.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Milwaukee's Jacob Mizorowski had another brilliant performance, retired 14 batters in a row, thrown 40 pitches at least 100 miles an hour through seven innings. But in the ninth, with the Brewers hanging on to just a 1-0 lead, Milwaukee closer Abner Uribe gave up a three-run homer to Gavin Sheets, and the Padres beat the crew 3-1. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, 3-2 walk, you know, single off the glove of our second baseman, and then hanging slider. It's Major League Baseball. The guys are capable. You know, hats off to Sheets. Great swing. Did it in the clutch.
After the loss, Uribe asked, did he leave the ball too high in the strike zone, and just how frustrated was he?
I think that you see what happened over there. We're never going to know what happened until the strikeout or whatever happened.
The two teams wrapping up the series today. Football, NFL schedule's out tonight. The Packers will play L.A. on Wednesday, November 25th against the Rams the night before Thanksgiving. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 61. A little colder by the lake, a little warmer as you get further inland. The wind will be light today. Tonight, 45. A sprinkle or two after midnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.